The budget the Pentagon released this week reflects DOD's desire to launch not one, but two rounds of base realignments and closures over the next several years. The idea has some support in Congress, but even top DOD officials have described the response their proposal has gotten as frosty. Members are loath to support another round of BRAC, even while the final pieces of the 2005 round are still falling into place. Needless to say, they're not excited about the prospect of having bases potentially closed in their states or districts, and especially if it's not going to save any money. That's a position many members are taking. Congressman Mac Thornberry is a Republican from Texas.
I have supported every round of BRAC since I've been in Congress. But the 2005 round of BRAC will not even break even until 2018, according to GAO. That means for 13 years, it's going to cost more money to have more BRAC than it would if you didn't have BRAC. And so having the Pentagon suggest two more rounds when it will aggravate the budget situation for 13 years, or at least a decade, leaves me scratching my head a little bit. And I think it's important to put a little more specificity. It doesn't even break even for a decade, which I think is problematic.
Thornberry's district includes Shepherd Air Force Base and a separate facility that assembles nuclear weapons. His comments came as the Defense Secretary and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff testified about their budget in front of the House Armed Services Committee. They were there to defend the decisions they made in implementing the $487 billion in defense cuts DOD has had to make under the Budget Control Act Congress passed last year. A lot of members, particularly on the Republican side of the aisle, now think those cuts are too large. Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma says that's the reason he, too, is against more BRAC rounds.
I think we've reduced our force, our capability to an unacceptable level, and to bring our infrastructure down to meet what I consider to be, as a member of this committee, an unacceptable level, I think is something I would not want to do. And then the second thing is, the problem we're facing right now is really an immediate problem. We're everything's on fire. We're trying to put out the biggest fires. And I'm going from memory now, but as I recall, all of these BRAC rounds, and I've been here since the very first one, you lose money in the first 5 years. So it's not going to really gain anything in terms of that. Just so there's going to be opposition up here.
The main data point that most congressional opponents are relying on to argue against more BRAC is a 2009 Government Accountability Office report that analyzed DOD's implementation of the 2005 BRAC round. It found DOD's costs to close and consolidate bases were 67% higher in the real world than what the Independent Commission had estimated, mainly because of one-time costs related to military construction on surviving bases, information technology, and environmental cleanup. Michael McCord is the number two official in the DOD Comptroller's Office. He says just because the 2005 round went that way isn't necessarily proof that future rounds will fail to pay short-term dividends.
Well, BRAC has been done in the past that's gotten savings more quickly, so there is already that evidence there. Mm-hmm. The 2005 round did have the longest payback of the previous round of the previous five rounds, but that being said, all of them do pay back.
And Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says another BRAC or two is the only reasonable answer to the realities of a shrinking military. In this exchange with Congressman Adam Smith, the ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, he says it's also the only way DOD could possibly hope to close any bases in the coming years.
If you try to do this on a piecemeal basis, you know, we know what's going to happen. It's not going to go anywhere. The only effective way to do it is to put it in this kind of package. But by the way, I also understand the costs involved. I'm not, you know, BRAC costs a hell of a lot of money to do the cleanup and all the other things that need to be done.
That should be clear. This is not about, you know, this is a way we can save money. We know it's not.
That's right.
From our previous five experiences. Now, in the long term,
that's
it
right.
Does save
that's
money.
Exactly.
We've got to keep that in mind. Yes, for the 5-10 year numbers, but the long term matters. It's more about making sure you have the force structure and basing system that you need to support your national security strategy.
That's right.
Other members of Congress are not convinced. Senator Kelly Ayotte is from New Hampshire.
Please count me out when it comes to BRAC, and here's why. I want to echo concerns that Secretary Panetta himself, having gone through this process, raised before the HASC committee in October, where, Secretary, you said, I went through BRAC. I know that all the dollars that people looked for, you know, huge savings in BRAC, and yet they didn't take into consideration the cleanup.
Maryland Republican Congressman Roscoe Bartlett has a suggestion to solve that problem. Do the BRAC, but don't do the cleanup.
I know the law may require us to do this environmental cleanup, but I think we make the laws here in the Congress, and we could change that law. If the local community doesn't want the facility, we'll plant some trees and lock the gate and come back in 100 years and cut the trees. And by that time, whatever the environmental problem was, it'll undoubtedly be much less.
Bartlett asked DOD officials to get back to him with some estimates about how much money the department could save with his lock the gates BRAC idea. DOD's new 2013 budget does not include any assumptions about how much money it will either spend or save from a new round of BRAC. And McCord in the DOD comptroller's office says the Pentagon probably will not send to Congress any projections along those lines. It'll simply ask for permission to form another BRAC commission. Making a sales pitch with specific numbers, he says, is not a good idea.
My view, at least, it would not be productive for us to say we want the authority. And let's assume that we want to close this many Navy bases, this many Army bases, and realign these 13 Air Force bases, which is almost what you'd have to do to make a good cost estimate now, is to look like you had already made up your mind, which is a very dangerous place to go with BRAC.
Even though it's not planning on printing a BRAC savings spreadsheet for Congress to study, Panetta says the Pentagon needs more base closures to align with its new defense strategy and the Budget Control Act. In this exchange with the New Jersey Democrat Rob Andrews, he says if Congress is going to shield things like base structure from savings, there's not many other places left to turn.
If you try to do this on a piecemeal basis, you know, we know what's going to happen. It's not going to go anywhere. The only effective way to do it is to put it in this kind of package. But by the way, I also understand the costs involved. I'm not, you know, BRAC costs a hell of a lot of money to do the cleanup and all the other things that need
that
to be done.
That should be clear. This is not about, you know, this is a way we can save money. We know it's not
right.
From our previous five experiences. Now, in the long term,
that's
it
right.
Does save
that's
money.
Exactly.
We've got to keep that in mind. Yes, for the 5-10-year numbers, but the long term matters. It's more about making sure you have the force structure and basing system that you need to support your national security strategy.
That's right.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.